Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
I'm Mary Catherine Harmon, and I am a professor here at HBU. I'm actually in my first semester as the kinesiology department chair, and so I'm really excited about the new things that are happening in kinesiology and our vision, really bringing kinesiology at HBU into some new avenues, into a little bit more into the community than we have been in the past. Over the last 3 years, I've been here as an associate professor. Before that, my joke I always tell my students is that I went to college and then fell in love and never left. And so I started my higher education at Baylor University in 2008. And I was there in 2004 to 2008. I graduated in 2008, but I was a student athletic trainer there. I worked in their athletic department and I got a degree in sports medicine. And so for those of you that don't know a little bit about that field, we're not strength and conditioning coaches. We're more doing prevention and care and rehabilitation of athletic injuries, specifically within the sports arenas. So we have to sit for our licensures and boards. But when we come out of undergraduate, we're new and refreshed. And so for us, our pathway in education is doing graduate assistantships. So I went and got a job at Dallas Baptist University and was there for 2 years as a graduate assistant. And I worked with their baseball teams and their soccer teams. And I got my master's in kinesiology there. And then after that, they asked me to stay on full time and I was thrilled. And so I stayed there for about 7 years. And while I was there, I got asked to adjunct a class, my very first class, and I was a little nervous and I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be a teacher. And I absolutely fell in love. So I absolutely fell in love. I had two phenomenal mentors there in the College of Education and the kinesiology department. And they said, you really need to get your doctorate if you want to teach. And so I started working on my doctorate, and in 2017, I got my doctorate in educational leadership and higher education from Dallas Baptist University. And in the midst of all of that higher ed, I fell in love with my husband and I got married, and he's a United States Air Force veteran. So when he got out, he went to school and we started having kids and all of that. And eventually he got offered a job in Pearland, Texas. And so we packed our bags and we moved down south, and I called HBU and I said, I can teach for you. Do you have a job? And so I started adjuncting for HBU. And after about 2 years and my kids got a little bit older, they offered for me to come on full time. And so that's a little bit about how I got to HBU. I fell in love with kinesiology specifically because it's all about people. We deal with the human body and we take the human body. A lot of our graduates go in so many different fields. Some of them go into coaching, some of them go into teaching, some of them are going to go into allied health, such as physical therapy, occupational therapy, athletic training. There's just so many fields, but the one common denominator in kinesiology is that we always deal with people. And so we get a really special job as educators in kinesiology, and specifically at an institute where we get to represent Christ, is that we get to add that personal aspect to teach our students that more than the skill set, more than the knowledge you're going to learn here, it's really about relationships and hopefully serving people through the lens of our Christianity.
Well, you know, that is really cool, Dr. Harmon. I mean, to hear your story, it's amazing. Kinesiology, it seems, and help me, but isn't it a growing, burgeoning market that's continuing to have wide appeal?
It is. It used to kind of be in the past. It was always like, oh, that's what you do if you want to be a coach. And it's really actually one of the fastest growing majors across the United States right now. And we see a lot of our students coming in. We still have that traditional, you can be a K-12 kindergarten through high school physical education teacher with a kinesiology degree. You can be that coach, but we also are now really moving into those allied health fields. So we have occupational therapists, we have physical therapists, we have athletic trainers, we have cardiac therapists. So a lot of those allied health facilities and majors and careers that don't necessarily fit into med school and or nursing. And we kind of encompass almost all of those that are looking to go and to graduate school in that allied health field.
Dr. Harmon serves as assistant professor in the HBU School of Nursing and Allied Health, and as she's been describing, kinesiology department chair and a program coordinator for allied health and wellness management. Wellness management, I know that's a big deal in like Germany, you know, they actually pay you if you're employed to go have wellness. I mean, it's a bit of a foreign concept to Americans, but wellness management is huge, particularly if you want to perform and if you want to be at your best. Can you kind of summarize the vision that you have brought to the HBU School of Nursing in these areas we've discussed?
Yeah, so we have three majors. One is our wellness management, and that's our kind of our flagship undergraduate major. It has the largest number. And as you said, it's kind of a foreign concept in the United States right now, but what we are seeing is that a lot of these big companies in the Houston area, Shell, Exxon, a lot of these oil and gas companies, they employ so many people. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they have found is that they spend a lot of money on insurance. So they spend a lot of money on insurance. They spend a lot of money on sick days. They spend a lot of money on their employees just not being healthy and being present. And so one of our growing fields in wellness management, outside of what we would traditionally think as, you know, running a gym or running a wellness facility, really corporate wellness and corporate wellness management is really picking up some pace. Mm-hmm. We find that these companies are hiring our students and they're coming in and saying, we need our people in their offices, at their jobs, healthy, happy, ready to work. And so they hire our graduates and they go in and they will do pretty much a full body, full wellness exam. And then they say, okay, this is our plan. This is our plan, whether it's weight loss or strength gain, or let's see how we can get you more ergonomically fit in your job. And so what they found is that when they hire these wellness managers in-house, they're saving money because they have people not out as much. And so sometimes they'll throw in incentives that if you do X number of meetings with your wellness coach, or if you get to X number of steps throughout the year, they'll give them kickbacks on insurance and different incentives throughout the corporation. But we find that these bigger corporations are really seeing the value of having someone in-house to kind of help their employees through that.
And so the degree that would qualify someone to do that from HBU, a grad, tell us what that degree specifically is. Is it bachelor? And then what's the graduate component?
So for corporate wellness management, you just need an undergraduate degree. So you would come in and you would get your undergraduate degree, and you would have a Bachelor of Science in wellness management. Cool. And so you really only need a bachelor's to do that job. And then the skill set you'll learn. So in a couple of our classes, we'll have a test and measurement class, and you're going to do body composition. You're going to do, how to take blood pressure, how to take body fat, how to do height and weight. We're going to teach you all of those skills that you're going to need to assess somebody's health and wellness and well-being within that undergraduate degree.
There's no question that this is a boom right now. I mean, I think of the ballerina that created Mirror, the little virtual trainer that you hang on the wall. Tonal is another thing that is a new innovation. And so when you market your program, tell me some of the connections you have here in the Houston area. And I know that as in our nursing program, a lot of the hospitals have really been predisposed to really like HBU grads because of a variety of reasons. So let's talk about the connections of your department here in Houston and beyond.
Well, so being in the Med Center, that's fantastic marketing in and of itself for us. We have a lot of students who come in knowing they want to work in the medical field, and they actually oftentimes go through the nursing office and say, I want to be in medicine, but I don't want to be a nurse. What should I do? And they're like, well, great. Let's send you to Kinese. We get a lot of students that way, especially for our allied health major. That major is specifically looking for students who know they want to go into the medical field and will need some sort of graduate work, whether it's going to get a doctorate in physical therapy, getting a master's in occupational therapy, getting a master's in athletic training, that graduate work that's going to allow you to get your licensing and your board certifications. And so a lot of those students will come in and we kind of guide them based on their academics, based on where their interests are, based on what they like to do, what kind of hours they work, do you want to travel? And we kind of tailor what they really are excelling at to say, hey, you would be a really good fit in this allied healthcare program. Have you thought of this? So we get a lot of students just knowing they like science, they like the human body, they know they like medicine, we're in the med center. So we have a lot of opportunities for internships. And so that's been a big marketing push for us, is just kind of reaching out and saying, hey, look at all of these different things you can do within medicine. You can do epidemiology, you can do all of these different things, and out of the traditional just doctor, nurse. And a lot of students just don't know that those are out there. And then with our sports management degree, we have an undergraduate degree and a graduate degree. And for those two, we've really been teaming up with local Houstonians. The biggest thing we're doing right now in sports marketing is we're teaming up with the Houston Mayor's Office, which they have a club called Team Up, and we are the educational and university host for them. And we get to go into high school campuses and we get to talk to high school students. Right now we're partnered with Sharpstown High School and yes, Prep Gulfton. And so we get to do, well, unfortunately, because of COVID, we're doing Zoom calls, but when we get to go back into in-person meetings, we'll be on their campuses. We'll get to bring them to our campus. And so we're really trying to reach out more locally with our sports management department.
Yeah, you just literally took the words out of my mouth. Team Up, a project, kinesiology in the Texas undergraduate research day. So that's a phenomenal program. How did that all come about and what do you see developing from it?
Yeah, we were actually approached by Brandon Denton. He is in the mayor's office and he's over this entire project. And they started back in 2018, and their initiative from the mayor was, we need to reach some of our underserved high schools. We need to reach some of our underserved kids. And how are we going to do that? And Brandon is played in the minor leagues for a little bit and tried to play in the major leagues with baseball for a little bit. And so he was like, let's do it through sports. And because that's just a really common denominator throughout high schools is athletics. And so he created with some other people in the mayor's office, this club, and it's actually an official club with the city of Houston, and it's called Team Up. And how it works is they partner with one higher education university or college in the area. They partner you with local high schools. And they really try to get you as close to the high schools where they're located so that you kind of really can bring those bonds. So like for us, we are in Sharpstown at HBU and we are partners with Sharpstown High School, which is great because as we get a little bit more freedom in COVID, we can really start making those connections because we're close. And so it will be high school students, the higher education component, and then we actually partner with professional sports teams. So we are officially partnered with Team Up Southwest. So we're the Southwest region of Houston. And so it's going to be Houston Baptist University, the two high schools I mentioned, and then it's going to be the Sugar Land Skeeters and the Sabercats. And which is our rugby team here in Houston, our professional rugby team in Houston. And so we actually have had two meetings so far this semester, and they've been great. We have a representative from each one of our school. Our athletic director, Steve Maniacci, is on these as well. He's been partnering with our program to help emphasize this with this Team Up program. And the students actually have a pretty rigorous curriculum they go through. So they have to apply to this club. They get accepted into the club, and then they have assignments. So every month they have a list of things that we've helped create as educators for them. We go over different topics. This last meeting, we went over data analytics, how it works, what it looks like, how we use data analytics in sports and higher education and the NCAA. And the students, then we get a talk, we get asked questions. And then hopefully our goal is if we can get through this surge of COVID, we'll actually bring the students, and this was Steve Maniacci's idea, and it was fabulous, that we're going to bring the students onto campus, mm-hmm. and we're going to have Team Up hosts the park night. And so the students will pair up one-on-one with somebody in media, someone in tickets, somebody in marketing, somebody in announcing, and they get to like shadow that personnel throughout the whole athletic event. So we not only get to expose a lot of these kids that maybe have never been on a college campus, we get to bring them on a college campus. They get to come to an athletic event. They get to kind of see the inner workings. And so, I mean, we know that even if you're in high school athletics, the likelihood of you playing in college is very small, and even smaller in the professional. So we really are just working on exposure for a lot of these students that maybe are going to be first generation students, maybe don't really know what they're going to do when they graduate. And we're right in their back door. So we're right in their back door. They can still have that comfort of home, but we can expose them to things that might be interesting to them that they just didn't know exist.
That is so fantastic. Way to go. I mean, just awesome. I've done about nearly 200 podcasts, so I've had a chance to kind of listen to faculty, students, all kinds of folks here at HBU. And I repeatedly hear this word family, that people say, HBU reminds me of a family. People really care about me. I'm not just a number. I want you to speak to someone who's considering HBU and they're looking at maybe another school or two, why that you feel like HBU should be their home for academic training, whether in one of these areas or others. I mean, you're here, you know the place, and you're doing some very exciting things. So why should a student consider Houston Baptist University?
I love that you said the word family. I know in our kinesiology department, it's one of my emphasis in this new leadership role as department chair is that our students don't really care about what we're teaching them if they don't think we care about them. And that's been such an emphasis, especially in our faculty, because we're teaching students that you're going to be helping somebody through a failure. You're going to be helping someone through a crisis. You're going to help someone who's in a lot of pain, who just had, you know, maybe it's an accident and they have to learn how to walk again. Maybe it's just so many different life events. And the key component of life is community and family and really community in Christ. And I think HBU, specifically with our faculty, is that our faculty care. We in kinesiology, we say we have an open door policy. So unless we're on a Zoom call or a meeting, our doors stay open. And that means we have to stay 6 feet apart and masked up right now, but our doors are always open. We want our students to know that even if they haven't made an appointment, you can pop in, tell me your good news, tell me something exciting. I just had a student get into PT school and she just sent me a text message. Most of my students, I teach mostly the junior, senior level classes. And so most of my students have my cell phone number because we're all over the place as juniors and seniors and they need to be able to get me. And so I give out my cell phone numbers and she texted me and said, Dr. Hartman, I got into PT school. And it's just so exciting because we get to share in that excitement. We don't just say, oh yeah, you should go to PT school. It's really, you have these 4 years and I look at as a parent, I look at higher education as another way of parenting, of saying that we get you for 4 years, it's just a little bit of time, but how can we educate you, affirm you, get you more confident, give you some help and some direction, give you great memories, and know that you can always come back. I mean, that's the big thing I love about our department is our students come back. They come back after they graduate and they say, hey, can I stop by your office? And I'm like, absolutely. I've missed seeing you. Come back. So HBU is a family and we care. And I think that's so important, especially that we've seen over the last 18 months of that we need connection. We need community. We need a place where we belong. And I feel like HBU says, come as you are, no matter what your background is. We don't care if you're first gen. We don't care if you're a Houstonian. We don't care if you're out of state, out of country, come in just as you are. We're going to love you where you're at. And we're going to hopefully help you grow and improve and make you want to come back even when you aren't required to be here.
Yeah. You know, that is so well said, Mary Catherine. I mean, you literally nailed it. I mean, in my opinion, you've just expressed what Houston Baptist University is. The whole HBU School of Nursing and Allied Health has such high regard across the city. And for those outside of Houston, people don't realize sometimes that there's 59 different medical institutions in Houston, over 100,000 people employed in the medical community in Houston. It is a medical mecca. We don't just have MD Anderson, one of the nation's renowned cancer hospitals, but we have many other incredible hospitals. Just from your perspective, you're up in Dallas for several years, now here a Houstonian. What kind of opportunity is there once you get a degree to get a job in some of the areas we've talked about in the city of Houston?
Well, I think for allied health specifically, it's really about making those connections. So a lot of our students, all of our students, if you're a sports managing management major, you have to do two internships. If you are an allied health or a wellness management, you're required to do one internship. And it's over the course of a semester, you have to get 150 hours. And they can be observation, they could be actually where you're helping practice. It just depends on where your interest is. But what we found is those internships are just key. A lot of our students go, oh, when I get out of PT school, I want to go work back at that clinic. Oh, I want to go coach for this coach. I want to be a part of this program. I want to work at this hospital. And so there's a lot of connections within Houston because it's so vast. And what we've found is allied health is such a growing field that there's a lot of jobs. There's a lot of jobs in occupational therapy. There's a lot of jobs in physical therapy. And so we see a lot of our students leave to go to the graduate school and then they come back. And then for those wellness management students and those sports marketing students that are saying, maybe I'm not going to grad school. I mean, we have so many athletic teams. It's really great. I mean, with our new rugby, it's the highest level of professional rugby and we get it in Houston. That's great. We have two soccer teams. We have baseball. We have football. We have, you know, minor league. I mean, we have it all in Houston as far as sports management goes. And we've really been working to try and make those connections. So when we made those connections in the mayor's office, well, we have two former Astros on the team. And I was like, great, guess what? I have students that need internships. And they were like, oh yeah, absolutely. Give me your top students and we'll get them an internship with the Astros. So I think it's really about making those connections, but the job market in Houston, we talk about this all the time. Like no matter where you go, you can probably always come back home and find a job because Houston really does have a great job market, whether it's in the medical field, whether it's in the sporting arena, even if we talk about the K-12, there's so many growing communities that are always in need of professionals.
Wow, what a great joy to talk to you. You are just so inspirational. Dr. Harmon serves as the assistant professor in the HBU School of Nursing and Allied Health, as a kinesiology department chair, program coordinator for Allied Health, and wellness management at Houston Baptist University. You're a tremendous gift to this university. We're so proud of you. And thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.